Perhaps you've experienced your own Eureka moment, similar to that of the Greek scholar Archimedes, who reportedly said, "Eureka, I have found it," when he stepped into a bath and had an idea about water displacement. Professor Darren Crowdy has had such a moment. It concerns something which, on the face of it, might be a little dull to some people, mathematical equations. But, as with many equations, their applications affect us all. And Professor Crowdy has succeeded in cracking a problem that's eluded people for more than 100 years. The Schwarz-Christoffel formula, created in the 1860s, is a tool to help designers work out if the structures they want to create would stand up to stress or fall apart. The problem with it was it didn't work for irregular shapes. Professor Crowdy tried to explain the difficulty.
Have you ever had to lay a laminate flooring?
Yes.
Well, you know what you do? You go to the DIY store and you buy the laminate floorboard. You show up in your bathroom. Suppose you want to floor your bathroom. And your bathroom's complicated shape. There's nooks and crannies and base of the toilet's curved. It's complicated. You're supposed to lay this floor down. And it would be wonderful when you're doing this if you could just take the bathroom, wave a magic wand and just turn it into a nice rectangular space and just lay the floorboards down next to each other.
So you've invented a magic wand?
In fact, I didn't invent it, no. But you say the right thing there, because the formula that we're talking about is indeed a magic wand, if you like, that scientists, engineers use all the time and have done since the 1860s. But it had a big flaw. It could only deal with certain complicated shapes. Suppose you were laminating your kitchen, for example. If you've got a central line slap bang in the middle of your kitchen, it's kind of like a hole in the floor. The original 1860s formula can't deal with the holes, and it's been an impediment to scientists since it was first written down.
And why has it proved so problematic?
The mathematics involved a whole degree more complicated.
You've very kindly made this as simple as possible for stupid people like me. But the truth is, the Schwarz-Christoffel formula has got all sorts of applications in design and buildings and aircraft,
absolutely,
and you name it, across the world. So what you have done is take that a huge step forward, haven't you?
It's recognised that it is a non-trivial step forward, and will find use, as you say, in all of the applications where the other formula has already found use, in aeronautics, wing design, material science. And in this day and age, as materials get more and more complicated in technological applications, in making laptops and everything, these composite materials require these more sophisticated formulae.
You had a Eureka moment.
It was. Some ideas had been germinating in my mind way back in 2003 when I was just watching a lecture. The guy I was watching was trying to solve this problem. And I came away seeing signs, ingredients that I recognised, and I knew I could do something. But it wasn't until at least a year later, and I was just sitting in another seminar, I knew how to do it. And that was very exciting, because those moments are rare. And
just that sort of...
Yeah.
The light switch went on.
You've got all these ingredients, these pieces, the puzzle in your mind. You just suddenly realise how to put them all together.
And did you go and write it down, or did you phone someone?
Immediately. No, you don't tell anybody.
Clever man.
No, this is the reason why you get kind of excited but frustrated when you make a big discovery, because you can't go telling everybody, then you might lose credit for it. So you have to kind of keep it to yourself. And of course, it takes time then to work out all the details, to check it, ensure that you're right. Then you tell people.
And is there any point in trying to explain to me what the actual formula is?
Probably not. It requires technical details. It's actually a very compact formula. What's nice about it is there's lots of sophisticated mathematics involved, but the final result's very simple.
And are you going to become immensely rich as a result of this?
Mentally rich?
Immensely rich. You're obviously immensely rich as it is, but...
No, I don't think so.
Shouldn't you?
A lot of work needs to be done to make it useful and viable in practice. So all of these applications, lots of changes need to be made, for example. Later, I think it will find a great application when it's brought into practice.
And I'm intrigued that two of the pivotal moments at which you made progress with regard to the formula were when you were listening to other people speak.
Yes.
Now, was that because they were inspiring you, or were you frankly drifting off?
Well, the first time they were inspiring me, and I guess this is why academics go to conferences, why anybody goes to conferences, to be exposed to things that might be of interest to them. The second time, I admit, I was a little bit bored. I had all the pieces of this puzzle in my head and I was bored with the lecture, so I was just scribbling things to myself.
So you have a dull lecturer to thank as well?
Yes.
What are your colleagues and rivals maybe saying about your discovery?
There's another group in the States that worked on the same problem but in a completely different way. Hmm. But of course, I think mine's better.
Professor Darren Crowdy.